This is episode number 2084 of the Who Cares News for Friday, October 29th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So Tom Hanks crashed a wedding over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that or not. It was on a beach in Santa Monica, California.
Yeah, I guess he was out and,
doing his thing. He's like, oh, they're having a wedding. Oh, my goodness. Let's go up and let's say hi to the bride and groom.
Now, see, for some people, for some rich and famous people, I'd be like, yeah, look at them. They're going to think I'm so important. They're going to want to see me. But this is Tom freaking Hanks.
No, Tom Hanks is
Tom Hanks can do whatever
Tom Hanks. The fact that Tom Hanks was out on the beach in Santa Monica this weekend, just, you know, cruising, I think is cool. Pretty darn cool.
Just walking around, catching some waves.
What he didn't realize is that it was a same-sex wedding. So when he asked, where's the groom? He wanted to...
Oh, my gosh. Did he really?
The groom. Yeah, he did.
Oh, Dad.
Now, he didn't realize it was a woman wearing a suit. So he said, quote, oh, get out. Oh, man, my stock just exploded. Anyway, there you go. America's dad, you know, attending a lesbian wedding on quite by accident on Saturday. So
he's so cool.
He is cool.
I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah, we all do. You know, you get up every morning and you come to work and you go, something bad's going to happen in Silicon Valley today. I just know it is. I just know it is.
That's one of my first thoughts every day.
That's
yes.
What Meta's all about. It's
What's
time.
What's a Meta you?
Who cares news? What's a Meta you?
What, and Meta me?
Yeah, Meta you.
Who's on first?
Time for the news. Here's Morgan.
Hey, two people who used to work for the household of Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan.
Uh-huh.
They filed a pair of lawsuits against them.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the cases allege sexual harassment.
Wow.
And discrimination.
No, you're kidding me.
By Zuckerberg family company employees.
Okay.
So not, they didn't say Mark Zuckerberg.
They didn't say Mark.
No,
didn't say
it's not him. It's not his wife.
Priscilla, but
it's one of the,
companies they own. Okay.
I guess they own companies outside of the company, outside of Meta.
Outside of Meta.
Outside of Meta.
They have some non-Meta companies.
Non-Meta companies.
No, they're non-Meta.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. So everything's not Meta with them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right, so both suits claim a failure to pay wages, among other claims. Now, in a 29-page complaint, I can't imagine writing 29 pages of legal
words. You didn't write it. A lawyer did. Well, it was charging, you know, whatever, $250 an hour,
yeah, $400
it's a
template.
An hour. Yeah.
Anyway, true. A female plaintiff says she was subjected to numerous degrading remarks in addition to inappropriate remarks about her breasts.
Wow. Really?
Her breasts.
This is 2021 breasts. Meta. Or non-Meta, outside Meta. Should call it outside Meta. Meta really is kind of an inside referring to itself kind of term. Yeah. Well, no, that's what it is.
Another worker in charge of overseeing and managing various properties for the Zuckerberg family alleges he was never compensated for overtime.
Wow.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time I wasn't compensated for
overtime. Well, I was going to say, you shouldn't complain.
I wouldn't be
He's
here.
Probably getting paid pretty
He'd
well.
He'd be working for me.
Right.
In my company called Meta U.
Meta U. Is that a capital U or a little U?
I'll let you know. I gotta flush it out a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, I saw a guy.
So we're back to Zuckerberg getting sued.
Yeah.
Because of, the inappropriateness.
All right,
and the not payingness.
He didn't
allegedly.
Overtime. And that there was numerous times he was forced to work 17-hour days to prepare property prior to the Zuckerberg's arrival.
Well, that, you know.
You know, when the Lord and the Lady were coming home in Downton Abbey, I didn't see them complaining.
Well, they weren't Meta.
It's
tough to be Meta when you're upstairs and everybody's downstairs. That's
While he was working his overtime, he also alleged that he was sexually harassed and subjected to anti-gay slurs.
Oh, come on, people. All right, now, this is crazy, but Zuck is, it's not like Zuck is like a 60-year-old white man that's, you know, like Harvey Weinstein or anything.
No, it wasn't him.
Well, I know, but he's letting it happen. They're letting it happen.
Well, you got to say,
allegedly.
Did they know?
Well, maybe not. Let's just agree to disagree. It's Meta.
Lori Loughlin and Becky.
And Becky.
Well, she's trying to do some good in the world.
Oh,
now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't she do her time? She paid her fine.
Yeah, whatever.
She cleaned up, you know, litter off the side of the roads, I'm sure. And she was probably somebody's bitch in the
slamma?
In the big house. You want to call it the full house.
the big full house. Or is it the full big house?
I don't know. Anyway.
She's covering the costs of two students' four-year college tuition and expenses, totaling more than $500,000.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's not paying it forward, is it? That's paying it backwards.
Well, since she didn't pay for her kids,
well,
she's going to pay for someone else's kids.
Eventually, she did.
Yes, and lawyer fees.
Lawyer fees and a big $500,000 fine, you might recall. A little something there.
All right, so Lori and hubby Massimo Giannulli.
Massimo, we haven't talked about
him. Oh, good old Mossy and his Target brand that's not there anymore. Hey, they have been trying to move on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, good luck with that, guys.
Well, she does have she does have some work now.
We did. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
So she's going to be on not on Hallmark, but on the Country Channel.
Yes. And they're trying to move on from their involvement in the college tuition scandal, our former national nightmare. Their daughter, Olivia Jade.
She was on Dancing with
Stars. Their daughters, Olivia Jade and Bella.
Yeah.
Bella's evidently on the, you know, pretty low key.
Uh huh.
And Olivia Jade is an influencer and wants to be in it. Yeah.
She put her YouTube back together and life goes on. She was on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if she made
it. And, they were champion rowers.
Oh. Yeah, that's what they want us to believe. Sure.
So they're attempting to move forward as well.
Yeah.
And Olivia's going to be on.
You know what I want to do? I want to move forward.
Yeah.
I want to move forward with Halle Berry. That's what I want to do.
I didn't see that. I can't believe I didn't see that one coming.
I just want to be forward and move forward. That's kind of where I'm at.
Be forward and move forward.
All right. We're off next week. So please, if you're listening to the podcast, reel back a few of them. And, while you're having a good time doing whatever it is you do, you know, light up a fat one, whatever you got to do, and listen to some old Who Cares news. We'll be back on Monday, November 8th. You've been
turn on the lights, light some incense.
All right. Have a good week. We'll see you later. And
that's all the news you care about us about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.